The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And summer breezes, hot weather. Where do you want to be? Outside. And I have our expert this morning, Brittany Hughes. She's the marketing and outreach coordinator with the City of Pensacola to tell us about what is happening with our parks and recreation. There's so much to do this summer.
There's so much happening.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, it's great to see you again, Brittany. So she sends me this list of questions, and I'm looking through it and going, oh, my goodness, we only have a half an hour. So go ahead, tell me everything. Tell me what's happening and so much for the kids. Where do you want to start?
So what is happening to start off this summer is our summer camps.
So, awesome.
Mm-hmm, we have our four summer camps specifically located at Fricker, Gull Point, Woodland Heights, and Kopp. And at those four locations, they go through weekly pool trips, field days. They have STEM projects throughout the week. And it's just so much fun for the kids. But it's not too late for your child to register. There's still room in our Fricker Resource Center for June enrollment.
For June? Okay,
yes.
So that's right around the corner.
That's next week.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Really around the corner.
Exactly. But now, if you miss out for June enrollment, you still have an opportunity to sign up for July. And the deadline for July enrollment is June 15th.
Okay.
And in order to enroll, you just find one of these resource centers, go up in person, and then talk to them, and they'll walk you through the enrollment process.
So you do need to stop by in person, or can you do it online?
You can do it online for July, but gotcha. I recommend going in person because they can answer all of your questions that you have. And it's a little bit easier to do it with a person.
Okay. What is the cost of the camps?
It's $65 a week for residents and $75 a week for non-residents.
And then how many weeks is it?
It runs from June 2nd to August 1st.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're week long, and it's per week. So you don't have to attend for all of the weeks for summer. If you just want your child to pop in for 1 or 2 weeks, that's totally fine. We'll gladly have them.
Oh, that sounds great. So you could still go on vacation, but then the times that they're back in town, they have somewhere to go and
exactly.
be socialized and have fun.
Yes. And even the kids that are, say, visiting their grandparents for a week or two.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Okay.
Those grandparents can then sign them up for summer camps during those weeks that they have them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have something fun and educational to do during the summer.
That sounds great. So what are some of the things that they offer at the summer camps? You listed a little bit, but maybe elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, so it just varies based on the location of the summer camps, similar to our after-school programs,
mm-hmm.
because the clientele in each center is so different, and the kids are, of course, different as well. The kids help them plan out the days. So some of our centers have more field days than others. Some
mm-hmm.
have more pool trips than others.
Gotcha.
It all depends on what the parents and the children want to do.
Okay.
But they all include science projects.
Nice.
And then different projects throughout
mm-hmm.
the day.
Creative things. Keep,
yes.
keeping them busy. Busy
exactly.
work.
And then by the time they get home at the end of the day, they mm-hmm. are so exhausted and they go straight to sleep. So that's good for us parents,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sounds good to me. And what time does the camp start and how long does it go?
It runs from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So that's perfect if you are a working parent.
Yes, it sure is.
Oh boy, that's great. Okay.
But in addition to those, we also have dance camps at Gull Point.
Oh, how fun.
And those are week-long camps, and some of the camps run for 3 days instead of 5 days. Those are for the littles.
Mm-hmm.
But they do accommodate for ages 2.5 years old up to 13 to 14, depending on which camp it is.
So little.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you still have some room?
They do still have room. There's a few that are filled up, but you can go online to our website, playpensacola.com,
mm-hmm.
and then you can really see the different themes and the dates and the activities that they'll be doing throughout each week.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And it looks like there's some other fun things to do on the list here.
So many. So many. So everyone's very anxious to hear about our Movies in the Park series.
Yes. Tell me more.
That's an annual event. And this year we're having two dates for June 14th and July 26th.
Okay, so get your calendars out now.
Yes.
June 14th and July 26th.
Both Saturdays. They start at 6 o'clock, so that's our pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
But in our pre-show, you can expect free face painting for the kids.
Cute.
And adults if you, you like that.
Okay.
And we're going to have a free inflatable 65-foot obstacle course.
Whoa.
With a free bounce house for the kids.
Where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Hunter Amphitheater,
mm-hmm.
Behind the Wahoo Stadium.
Oh,
so in Community Maritime Park,
yes,
downtown.
Okay, of course. Okay. That's so awesome. So that's going to be on Saturday night, June 14th and July 26th. Do you know the movies yet?
So the June 14th movie will be Black Panther.
Oh,
and that's
boy.
Kind of an homage to Juneteenth, which is coming up.
June 14th, of course.
And then the July movie will be Chosen by our summer camp campers.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Throughout the first week, we're kind of doing a collaborative effort with our recreation staff, and we're going to develop a behavioral-based voting system.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids that are well-behaved during the first week of summer camp can choose between three movies.
Oh, okay. So that's the motivation to get to see the movie you want to see.
That and to be well-behaved, of
course.
That, you know, we don't like motivating kids with candy. We like to do it a little bit more of the educational side.
I do.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So those three movies they'll be choosing from is a Minecraft movie, which just came out.
Which I'm sure is very popular.
Yes, it is. The Lego movie, which came out, I believe, in 2014. And then The Wild Robot, which is, as far as I checked last night, ranked number one on Netflix.
Gosh, okay. I got to keep up. I'm getting behind. I got to keep up with all these movies.
Yeah, so those pre-show activities, like I said, the face painting, inflatable obstacle course, and bounce house are starting at 6 o'clock. The movie starts at sunset, but we're going to have a crafting area for all ages.
No kidding.
Yes.
So this is because it's outside and it's going to be beautiful. And that whole, you'll see the sunset right beforehand.
Yes, you will.
It'll be beautiful out there.
It sure will.
Oh, that's such a great idea. I feel like you should do them every Saturday, but I suspect that would be somewhat impossible, especially with the ball games.
Yes, exactly. But we are trying to expand our repertoire next year. So hopefully we'll be able to bring more movies to more parks next year.
All right. If you just joined us talking with Brittany Hughes, she's with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. As we get ready for summer here. Well, it's already here now officially.
It sure is.
Summer is here. So if you have any questions for Brittany about the camps or anything that programming that's coming up, just text that question in at 850-437-1620, and we'll do our best to get to it this morning. She's going to be with us this whole half hour. So, all right, she sent me a long list of good stuff. So anything more about the summer camps that you want to mention?
Just,
I think we kind of covered that.
We sure did. Just that, you know, if you haven't signed up yet, the deadline for July enrollment is June 15th. You can contact your local resource center, specifically Cobb, Fricker, Gull Point, and Woodland Heights is all hosting those summer camps. We do have other summer camps, specifically the dance camp that we're still enrolling people in. And those are week-long camps. Some are 3 days long, happening throughout June and July. Our dates are from June 2nd to August 1st, and they run from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, and the cool thing, too, is they're not just stuck inside, because I see you have field trips that you do, field days, they've got projects that they do,
yes.
Weekly pool trips, so that's cool.
It's
you
so
know?
Cool, and they even are visited by our Pensacola Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the sheriff's horses coming out to visit some of the centers. So it's just so cool to get everyone involved in these summer camps.
This sounds like such a great idea. Okay, so here's when I started laughing. It said rock snakes in the parks. And I said, oh my God, there's rock snakes? And so I said, I've never heard of a rock snake. So I think we need some clarification on this one, because
yes.
I think I'm totally wrong.
So we do have a Facebook group, actually, that I just learned about called Pensacola Rocks. They paint rocks to put around Pensacola, Pace, and Milton, other close by areas.
Page.
They do.
Oh, how
there's
cool.
So many people on there.
Oh,
but,
neat. Okay.
So they're going to be helping me with this.
Okay.
So rock snakes are painted rocks in a line to look like a snake.
Oh.
That's all it is.
Oh, I see. I get you. So you would like line up all the rocks. with the head of the snake, like on one rock,
yes.
The middle, and all the way down to the tail.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a very talented person at our Parks and Recreation Department. Her name is Darielle. She's fantastic. She works with me up at City Hall, but she painted all four of the snake heads.
Wow.
Which are larger rocks.
I see.
So they'll be the start to all of the rock snakes in these parks.
Okay. So where would you see those? Or now, do you participate in this to paint? Tell me a bit more about this. How does this all work?
Okay. So it started with our after-school programs last week or the week beforehand at Cobb, Frigger, Gold Point, and Woodland Heights. Before they ended their after-school programming last week, they painted rocks. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be assembling those rocks into the snakes at four parks around the city. Now, those four parks will be Bayview Park, Hollis T. Williams. We're going to have those at the tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
Belvedere Park at the playground. And then Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Resource Center.
Okay.
At Sanders Beach.
So if you go by any of those places, you can kind of keep your eye out for them?
Yes, look for them.
Okay.
Now, Parks and Rec is inviting everyone, community members, organizations, and businesses to add rocks to their chosen park. And we're going to see how long the snakes can grow over the summer.
So you don't want to take it home with you if
no.
you see one. You want to leave it there, but you could actually paint a rock of your own and add to the snake.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yes, absolutely. And so, in fact, the organizations and businesses that do that, I'm encouraging them to put their business name and the organization name on their rocks so we can acknowledge that they're being involved
in
this community art project.
Okay.
And the park with the longest snake by August 1st. We'll host a free reptile show to learn Ooh. More about our scaly friends.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's
and they're going to talk
neat.
About the snakes that you might find in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see other non-native species, too, including a very, very, very large sulcata tortoise. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He is fantastic.
Oh,
the
love
kids
that.
Loved them. They actually did visit two of our resource centers at their after-school programs,
mm-hmm.
and they visited Fricker and Cobb.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, I took a picture of these kids, girl, and the faces are
Aww.
Priceless.
And it's
they
a giant tortoise?
It.
Like a giant...
Yes, so he's got a giant tortoise. He's
uh-huh.
got a bearded dragon, which uh-huh. is my personal favorite because I have one at home.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, cool. We have to do a whole show just on that.
We sure
can. Because I don't
can.
Know very much about bearded dragons, quite frankly.
And then he's got a plethora of snakes.
My
and
favorite
then,
word, by the way, plethora.
Oh. And then he's got like a scorpion, and he's got a tarantula.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Then he's got a few other crawly critters there to share with everyone.
So and, when does he come around, or how do we see his stuff?
He's actually from Reno's Reptiles.
Uh-huh.
And he's... pretty popular around this area. He hosts private events, and
oh.
so I'm actually going to be bringing him back out in August, and I'll be booking him very soon. But I don't want to have that location because we're
mm-hmm.
going to see how long these snakes get.
That's right. So the best location with the longest snake wins this featured, reptile expert
yes.
to come out and do a whole program for the kids.
Absolutely.
That sounds fantastic.
And so at these rock snakes, I'm going to have signs installed
mm-hmm.
With more information about our after-school program,
mm-hmm.
Including a QR code to visit the Florida Wildlife. the name is escaping me, but it's a website about how to learn about and identify Florida snakes.
Oh, okay,
so
sure.
it's educational.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have the rock snakes in the parks. Now, which parks again are going to be featured at?
They're going to be at Bayview Park,
mm-hmm.
Hollis T. Williams.
Okay,
at those tennis courts. They're going to be at Belvedere Park at that playground.
Uh huh.
And then Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center, and they're going to be near that resource center, not so much towards
so
the playground.
So would they be? I was going to say, would they be easy to find? Like if you walk over to Sanders Beach, would be like in front of the resource center, maybe?
That's what I'm planning. So
okay.
I have to walk around those different locations to
find
plan
a spot.
Out just. To make sure that they don't get in the way of our lawnmower and you know.
Well, I think it's cool for businesses crew. That you could put your logo on there or
yes.
put anything that you know maybe your favorite team
mm-hmm.
if you like football or soccer or something like that or a local team too.
Yes,
that would be kind of cool.
It is so cool. I'm hoping we get a few Blue Wahoos rocks in there too.
That would be very good. That would be very good.
And so this rock snake project was started to increase awareness of our after school program, which is free. For qualified applicants, thanks to our friends at Escambia Children's Trust. So
okay.
we love that partnership with them.
And so they were sponsoring this event, this project.
They sponsor quote unquote, our after school program, which is what we're pushing.
I gotcha.
And to spread more awareness, because so many people think of city programming as drop off your kids and they just do whatever. But we have so much that is put into our after school programming now, including STEM projects, which are science projects, but we have visitors from Pensacola Sings also hosts their, group within our after-school programming and so many more. So
is that like Monday through Friday? And what are the times on the after-school programming?
So it's Monday through Friday and it's after school. So drop-off can range between 1:30 and 3 o'clock depending on what school they go to.
Mm-hmm.
And in certain schools, they do have a transportation from their school to the after school center.
That's what I was wondering exactly where. So it's not at the school, it would be at the center.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And those centers are Cobb, Fricker, Gull Point, and Woodland Heights.
Gotcha. Okay. Talking with Brittany Hughes. She's with the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. 850-437-1620. If you've got a question about time, pricing, where these things are all happening, please feel free to text it on in. 850-437-1620.
So it's just a wild summer.
You do such a great job providing so much for the kids and to keep them busy. I used to have the stepchildren used to come visit for the summer, so I was always like, what am I going to do? Because you can take them to the beach. I mean, there's certainly things to do, but to have these places that have activities, seeing other kids, getting to socialize, playing games, the STEM projects, that's all good stuff.
Absolutely. And as far as the price is concerned, our summer camp is running $65 a week for residents and $75 a week for non-residents, so you don't have to live in Pensacola to gain access into these summer camps.
Well, that pricing is just ridiculous, because I mean, I would think it almost be that per day.
Absolutely.
Per week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
Yes.
Wow. That's a pretty that's a pretty good deal.
It sure is. And I didn't realize how big of a deal that was until I started looking at the other summer camps we have. We have so many summer camps in the
That's
city.
True.
It's so
Lots
amazing.
Lots of arts organizations are offering dance camps, theater camps, drama classes, things like that.
Absolutely. And in fact, I've received a word from our Gull Point location regarding their dance camps that some parents have looked at Gull Point, looked at the prices, and they're like, nah, this ain't real. There's no way. There's no way that it's that cheap. So we're going to go elsewhere. But it is very real. Now, the Gull Point dance camps, they start at $45 a week.
Okay.
So that $45 one is a 3-day camp for the littles. And then the other camps, the week-long camps for ages ranging from 4 to 10, they can go up to 12, and we have had some preteens in there too. They are $80 a week for residents and $90 a week for non-residents.
Okay.
So it's still very affordable.
So they have counselors. Who are the people that watch the kids and take care of them? How does that all work?
We have a full array of counselors at each center, so we really try our best to maintain a 10 camper to one counselor ratio. So that 10 to 1 ratio ensures that the kids at our programs are always looked after.
Oh, supervised. That's
exactly.
Good. Okay. And what about meals and snacks and things like that? How does that work?
We do provide lunch.
Oh, okay.
And that varies depending on the location.
Uh-huh.
But of course, the kids are welcome to bring snacks and lunch if they don't like what we're having.
Okay, that sounds good. So you have supervision, you've got lunch, you've got other kids there, you've got projects, field trips. What about the pool?
So I was just discussing
with her, because I think I was noticing they're getting all the pools in town. As I drive by, I can see them getting ready.
Yes.
So I guess they've opened officially this weekend. Yeah.
Yes, they officially opened on May 24th. That was this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Roger Scott Pool and Cecil T. Hunter Pools.
Okay.
And so Roger Scott Pool is located in near the Roger Scott Athletic Complex.
Right.
And then
it's a beautiful location.
Yes, it sure is.
Really
it's so
pretty.
Awesome.
I drive by it
every
day
after this, actually. I'm
excited.
And then the Cecil T. Hunter Pool is the one located right underneath I-110.
You can see it when you're going on I-110.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that in the
and
summertime.
And they both got water slides, too.
I saw that. It's so awesome. I know.
That's
so nice. And beautiful chairs where you can lounge chairs, everything. I mean, it's like a country club.
Yes, I can't wait to go there and just spend a day. But those two facilities are ran by our partners at YMCA. Mm-hmm. And then those information is on our website at playpensacola.com. You can go through facilities and then search for our pools.
And do they offer swim classes or anything like that? Do you know, or do you have to go through the Y to find out about that?
YMCA does offer swim lessons. Now I can't give you specific details because they are facilitated by the Y.
By the Y. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Okay. So the pools are open. You've got the summer camp starting. And what's the first date for the June camp?
June 2nd.
So next week?
Yes.
Wow.
Next Monday.
Monday. Oh, my goodness.
We are spending this week getting our recreation center staffing up to date on all policies and procedures, making sure that our summer camp staff specifically is trained to properly operate our summer camps.
Very good. Sounds like you're really on top of everything, Brittany. Yeah. Sounds really good.
Oh, it's so much to keep up with, but it's all amazing things. And everything is for the kids and for our city residents.
And the age range, again, for the different camps.
So dance camp can range or does range from... ages, most of them are ages 4 to 10, but they can get up to preteens. But we've also got some tiny dancer classes that are 3 days long that accommodate for ages 2.5 to 5.
That's great. I love that.
And then we have one more, Minnie and Mickey Mouse Dance Camp.
Oh, I want to go to that
age
one.
From 3 to 6.
And
that's
go to
a
that
week
one.
Long.
That'd be about my speed, I think.
Same for me. I took tap dancing at Gull Point, actually, years ago.
Kidding.
But I have 2 left feet.
Well, I understand. I can relate. I can relate to that. Okay, so then the all of the after-school camps, I guess, well, the after-school programs, do they extend through the summer?
No.
So those stop, and then this is what takes the place of that.
Yes, okay. And we run with the school calendars.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
So next year, when that comes up, just to remind everyone that after-school programming can be free for qualified applicants, thanks to our friends at Escambia Children's Trust. You just have to confirm your family size and your income, and then most of our applicants are able to get it for free.
Oh, excellent.
And they helped over 200 kids go attend after school care last year.
So those
year.
Would start again in August.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I believe school starts back August 10th or around then. So we will start back when the school starts back.
Okay, that sounds really good. So there's lots of options here for the summer, but I definitely am interested in those movies, June 14th and July 26th.
Yes.
Free movies in the park over there by the Wahoo Stadium.
Yes.
6 o'clock.
The pre-show starts at 6 o'clock, which will include free face painting, a free giant inflatable obstacle course, and a bounce house. I made sure to get both of those.
Awesome.
And then a crafting area for all ages, and that craft will be painting rocks.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
so
perfect.
That's going to incorporate
or the snakes.
The snakes.
Snake rocks.
And then
snakes, I mean.
We're going to package them up and give them a little pamphlet on where to drop them off to add to our rock snakes in those parks.
Okay. And what happens just in case it rains?
We do have a rain date scheduled for August.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll just reschedule that specific date and share that information with everyone with that rescheduled notice.
Do you have a Facebook page that they can go to?
Yes, absolutely. So we are at Play Picola Parks.
Play Picola Parks.
Yes.
Facebook page.
On Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, and Instagram.
Yes.
And then you also have the website.
Yes, that's playpensacola.com.
Okay, so best thing to do would be to go there, and then you're saying if you wanted to sign up for the summer for June, you need to probably go right into one of the centers.
For June, it would be Fricker.
Fricker
is the only one that has availability right now.
Okay.
And you can go into that center and just ask to be signed up, and then they'll walk you through the process.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody's been taking notes because we have covered a lot of information.
So much
this
information,
morning.
Meg.
So it's great. Brittany is always so thorough and does such a great job. Got about a minute left, my friend. What would you like to mention that maybe we haven't talked about?
We actually have an initiative coming up in July. So July is Parks and Recreation Month.
Oh.
I'm so excited about that.
Okay.
And we are going to be releasing a scavenger hunt.
Ooh,
it's going to be a 4-week long scavenger hunt.
Okay.
And it's going to be in 4 different locations in Pensacola. So those without cars can still participate. It's going to be a photo scavenger hunt.
Oh.
That is going to incorporate our social media pages. So if you are interested at all about the scavenger hunt and the awesome prizes that are going to be given out for that, please follow us on Facebook or Instagram, and we will be sharing more information about that very, very soon.
And when does that start again?
July 1st.
Okay, just a month away.
It's actually going to start on June 30th because we have to start that Monday. Okay. But it's going to run weekly throughout July.
Gotcha. So there'll be prizes and all kinds of good stuff.
Yes.
Well, that will be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited.
Is that for kids only, though?
No.
Oh.
It's for everyone.
Oh.
And the prizes are not only kids-oriented. It's going to be for everyone. So even the adults are going to want to play.
Okay, now you piqued my interest.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay, well, I'm a kid at heart, so all of this sounds wonderful. Just those websites and Facebook pages again, Brittany, in case anybody's interested.
It's at PlayPensacola.com. Uh-huh. On Facebook and Instagram, we are at PlayPcolaParks.
Perfect. Brittany, you're awesome. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our kids.